Every Friday, we love doing a Majestic movie review with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are you today, mates?
I'm good, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Not so bad. Today, we're having a look at a sequel 30 years in the making. Let's have a listen to Coming to America.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quay. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
I haven't. What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
I always thought that Mika was going to be queen.
A woman isn't allowed to rule Zamunda. It's the law.
Did it ever occur to you that Mika wanted to be your heir?
Would you dare banish me from my own bedroom?
Eddie Murphy has returned as Prince Akeem and any number of other characters for that matter in Coming to America, the sequel of a film that came out in 1988. Eddie, what were your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, look, Andrew, interesting. I explained it to someone the other day, and my feelings towards Coming to America are that it could be a lot worse, but it could have been so much better. It's a really middle-tier film that suffers from what a lot of these comedy kind of remakes, reboots or sequels have had happen, is that it's just, yeah, there's a lot of time in between the last drinks, and for whatever reason, the magic spark, whatever made the first ones, I'm thinking, you know, things like Dumb and Dumber or Anchorman and these type of films that just never really managed to get the comedy genius of the first film. It certainly happens here in Coming to America.
I struggled with it, the original version, and this was because I was in a situation where I had to watch the film several times in a row. I was on a rugby tour and it was on every aeroplane for every single time we boarded. So I'm well over the original Coming to America, but I gave this a try, and I'll tell you what, that first 30 minutes, it was a slog, but it did get better after that. Do you agree?
Yeah, look, I actually was thinking, you know, I didn't want it to just be a rehash of the first film, but I was expecting maybe that Arsenio Hall, who we haven't seen for many years, I can't remember the last time I saw him in a film, and Eddie Murphy were going to go back to America as, you know, older, wiser men and go on a new kind of adventure, but we don't get that at all. And I think what actually really probably is a big detriment to the film is the fact that after that maybe first hour or so, the focus shifts away from Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall and their various characters and starts focusing on Jermaine Fowler's new character as Eddie Murphy's son that he realizes he has in America.
Yep.
And you actually don't get a lot of screen time for Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. And in a comedy sense, they're the best assets, and they're the, I guess, the if you're paying for this at the cinema, there would certainly be what you're paying your money for, is see these guys back together again and working their magic. And I actually was a little bit surprised by how less time these men got to do their work in the film.
Yeah, although I will say one of the biggest problems with the original that I have is that Eddie Murphy is set up as the straight man. He's the comedian. You think Beverly Hills Cop and all the other great comedies that he's been in, that's when he's funny because he's cracking the jokes. But as Prince Akeem, he's the straight man while everybody else is having fun around him, and I still think that's why it falls flat.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And look, when Eddie Murphy's been at his best, we're not trying to say that it's great, it's such high-end comedy, but it's sometimes lowbrow stuff, but he does it so well, and he's a very quick-witted man that when you let him, like you say, Beverly Hills Cop and things, when he's allowed to ad-lib and play off the scenes, and I know sometimes almost film for hours on end where he's just riffing on a situation, it's certainly where you get the best material, and I don't feel like there's a lot of that creativity here in Coming to America, which strangely to me as well starts getting a little bit serious in its latter stages. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but for this type of film you're probably not really going into it needing that, and there's a lot of song and dance numbers and these type of things, and it probably does lose its way, particularly in that last 30-40 minutes.
So give us your rating for Coming to America 2021.
Yeah, very, very middle tier. Again, could have been a lot worse, but I'm giving this one 2 line whiskers out of 5. I think, 33 years on, it's lost a fair bit of its magic, and can't see too many people remembering this one in a few years' time.
Yes, we have finally done it, because my rating for this one was going to be 2 lion's whiskers as well.
Not planned at all. For not at all. So no, that's great, mate.
We didn't confer on that one at all. All right, so I would encourage you to go and check it out just to see why we're talking about the Lion's Whiskers, but after that you'll probably forget Coming to America. But that's okay because we'll do another Majestic movie review next Friday. Hope you can join us for it, Eddie.
Yeah, we'll talk then, Andrew. Look forward to it.